You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the ship is a wreck. Shit stains the deck as Michael Hollow's fellas make more. And Billy is a worry that he's got the scurvy because Chris ate all the limes in store. Pirate radio with the ship and crew. We got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the pirate radio.
Hi, Greg.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Gregory.
Good morning.
Who needs me? trots, Roy.
Yeah, that game was over after the first period. So
that's what happens.
That's what happens.
The lightning apparently brought their murder weapons.
They did. Kucherov.
Holy shit.
Guns, points, Kucherov, knives.
Points is amazing.
Arrows. They brought everything.
Bullshit. Stamkos score?
Twice.
I did? How many for Kucherov?
I didn't see a goal from him, though. I didn't see a goal from him.
Points had one.
Yeah, he managed to sneak that goal in there. Continue his game streak.
We're not good enough to beat them. No one is.
The Lightning fans think that the Panthers are the dirty ones.
That's impossible.
No, I'm serious. Like they're all like I saw a friend of mine that was like, oh, you know, we beat the who did they beat in the last round?
Carolina.
Oh, Carolina, we're worthy opposition. Unlike those dirty Panthers. Like, wow, the shoe was on the other foot in that series, huh? I guess the butcher doesn't work well for opposition, I guess would be my guess.
Not a worthy opposition. We had home ice in the first round. Of course we were worthy. We're a better team this year.
No, I mean like worthy in terms of like, you know, not dirty and, you know.
You know how many boarding calls that went uncalled in the first round?
Don't you, Roy.
How many, Roy?
I was there.
About five.
Wow.
Five, huh?
Still talking about those fraud Panthers, Roy.
No, the frauds of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, they're going to win the Stanley Cup, but they're going to do so while cheating.
It's bullshit.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Salary cap so convincing, man. I mean, long-term IR. Like, come on. Kucherov shouldn't be playing. Give me a break.
Stamkos should. It was injury, right?
Yeah, it was injury, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Kucherov basically was like out for the entire regular season and got like special dispensation to play in the playoffs. Yeah,
and skated with the team for a month. Before the playoffs.
No, he was healthy. He could have played.
He was completely healthy.
Completely healthy.
He had three assists last night.
He's really good.
Yep.
Still, when I turned on the TV and I saw 8-0, I was like, my God.
Nil.
Sometimes it's better safe than sorry with injuries. You know what I mean? And I think that it's showing here. This is the case with the Lightning.
You're really going to do devil's advocate for the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Why do you hate me?
He wasn't injured, Bill.
Well, maybe he was.
He was injured.
Don't know.
He was injured for some of it, but for the end of it,
very
I'm
healthy.
Not a doctor, are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
When someone is on the ice skating for a month, they're healthy.
Go get McGillicuddy, there, Cody.
Yeah, thank you. Blame the league, not the Lightning.
Thank you,
Greg. First off, your post sickness hair is just a marvel.
Thank
it is
you.
Everywhere. And second, your voice actually sounds tremendous.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, it's got some extra bass. Being sick has like a little bit of a silver lining in that your voice has a little bit of bass to it.
I feel like I have a dulcet tone.
You should re-record the Ballad of 1440 with this voice.
I should.
You really should.
It does give you something for
I really
singing.
Should. I'm going to re-record all my songs like Taylor Swift.
Do you have more than one?
I have two.
What's the other one?
The letting go. I found this interesting. I thought that you would too. Actually,
it's
if you
I thought
might
that
to.
You might too. Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah, that's how long it's been.
He was rolling.
Uh,
What is that? What is the origins of that song? It's just like you,
a song that he stole.
My late,
his late best friend. He stole it from him after he passed.
I didn't steal it from him. I recorded it in his home studio, and he was kind enough to let me record it, and I did. And Dan actually played it on the show, played it in its entirety, which was a mind blower because it's like a 5-minute song.
Do you have it over there? You might have it in the library. Did we get that from ESPN?
I believe we did.
Let's see if we
you wrestled
find,
that let, away.
Let's see if we can find
Whoa.
That.
You actually sound like a white Freddy Cruz. You remember Freddy Cruz, Dan?
I do. I love his hair. Not Freddy Cruz's hair. I love Greg Cody's hair. It looks like it is actively trying to get away from him.
It is. It's running off my scalp.
Dad, what's this? Oh, Letting Go is what it's called. Wait.
Mad scientist.
I'm sorry. I'm a little ill today. I apologize for that.
Greg Cody is not in with us today. He's trying to do this via Zoom, and we've got things to talk about. We have legitimate progress, whether it is a gay football player in the NFL, whether it's a Supreme Court justice talking about the NCAA in a way that is long overdue, whether it is Juneteenth, and there are societal things to talk about, but we begin with the most obvious, important thing of the day, which is Brooke Lopez slapped the Nets emblem.
Oh, boy.
Brooke Lopez slapped the emblem, a former Net. And when Big Baby Davis saw Kyrie Irving do that, Kyrie Irving stepped on it. He lost his mind, said that Kyrie Irving better be careful because people might get legitimately hurt. He said then that after Kyrie Irving got legitimately hurt, but not the ways that Big Baby was threatening, he said it was karma. But we have not made the same story out of Brooke Lopez slapping the Nets emblem after ending their season. Why is that?
He stepped on the B, huh?
Actually, that didn't happen. He didn't step on it. He did it with his hands, but it must have happened in Game 6 because Game 7 was in Milwaukee, and I don't think that there was a Nets emblem in that. So we just missed that entire story. We didn't spend a lot of time on Brooke Lopez doing that. Cody, of these other three stories that I mentioned, and when Kavanaugh, Stugatz, eviscerates the NCAA, when that guy specifically sees that something is wrong, It has to be pretty damn obvious.
If he sees the wrong in it, there's something wrong.
And he scorched the NCAA. I will read part of it. To be sure, the NCAA and its member colleges maintain important traditions that have become part of the fabric of America. Game days in Tuscaloosa and South Bend, the packed gyms and stores in Durham, the women's and men's lacrosse championships on Memorial Day weekend, track and field meets in Eugene, the spring softball and baseball World Series in Oklahoma City and Omaha. The list goes on, but those traditions alone cannot justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-raising enterprise on the backs of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. And under ordinary principles of antitrust law, it is not evident why college sports should be any different. The NCAA is not above the law. You have been someone over the years, Cody, that has argued the wrong side of this. You have argued over the years the wrong side, and now you've got a Supreme Court justice telling you in pretty bold terms that the way that the NCAA does it is literally unjust.
I've been very consistent on the way I feel about this whole topic, which is that if you want to break it down, Trevor Lawrence had a lot to do with his university's success and money-making and national stature. The walk-on third-team guard does not. So if you talk about the worth of college football players and the value they have for their work, you have to break it down because it's unlike any other sport. In Major League Baseball, the 25th guy, the last guy, the utility player, he does contribute more than the last player of 90 or 105 on a college football roster. So, you know, absolutely top college football players deserve money and coaches get too much of it and there needs to be a more equitable pie chart. But how do you determine how much to pay every college football player at all different echelons of their contribution? That's the only sticking point that no one's ever answered satisfactorily to me.
Greg, it's like every other sport, and they'll figure that part out. All of them deserve to be paid, especially, you know, football, basketball, those types. They all deserve to be paid, or at least have the right to use their name and likeness to create income for themselves. And so they'll figure out, you know, the pay structure. And you're right, Trevor Lawrence does deserve more than, you know, the 53rd guy on the roster. But they'll figure that part out. It's like every other sport. They're making billions of dollars off of these kids, and these kids deserve the right to get paid, all of them.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. But again, if it's a non-revenue sport, if it's the bottom of the pecking order, and not to single out rowing, but, you know, you're on the rowing team, you're on a scholarship, so you're getting a free ride, you're the least valuable player on your rowing team, do you really deserve money on top of that scholarship? I'm just asking the question.
The interesting thing is that, I mean, you guys, you know, singled out Kavanaugh for his politics, but actually the fact that he is a conservative on the court, it kind of is in keeping with this conversation. He's talking about the free market. That is a very conservative kind of point of view politically, right? So basically all he's saying to your question, Greg, is whatever that rower is worth, whatever that football player is worth, this is a business. Treat it like, and you would any other business, where there are people on the bottom end and there are people on the top end. There's Trevor Lawrence and then there's the 90th guy on Akron's football team, right? And you treat them as if it is a financial market, which it very much is.
He wrote, price-fixing labor is price-fixing labor, and price-fixing labor is ordinarily a textbook antitrust problem because it extinguishes the free market in which individuals can otherwise obtain fair compensation for their work. Yes, Jessica.
I just think we're not celebrating this momentous occasion, which is that we have a thing that everyone agrees on. Like, all nine justices agree that the NCAA is wrong, and it's basically brought together both sides of an extremely divided political spectrum, whether it's on the name, image, and likeness or on this antitrust case. But, like, this is amazing. Like, we've all been wondering, like, what is something that can bring America together? And now we have it. It's considering the NCAA wrong and bad and outdated. This is amazing. We should be celebrating.
Okay, here's where I just tap the brakes a little bit on amazing and celebrating, because the three things that I mentioned as progress are so obviously long overdue that it becomes stupid, right? The idea that a gay football player, the idea that in football we're sitting here wondering about who a football player is having sex with as if it is something that matters, the idea that we're still talking about the stupidity of a rule book in the NCAA that shares the money when the rule book was made before the TV dollars made an appearance. The idea on Juneteenth that we are celebrating a national holiday with Bed Bath & Beyond sending me coupons to celebrate the days years late that the news got to Texas that the slaves have been liberated while we're enacting voting laws that continue to be obscene. These are forms of progress, and they are symbols, and they are worth celebrating, but I tap the brakes on the applause just because these things are so incredibly overdue, and these steps being taken in 2021 are so tiny, even as they feel large and are worth celebrating.
We all know that, though, right? We all know they're long overdue. I think most people acknowledge and realize that. They should still, I'm with Jess, like, and I understand what you're saying, Dan, they should still be celebrating. Because, yeah, it took us a long time to get here, but we're getting there, right?
I mean, Stugatz, it depends on whether you're black or not. Are we getting there? Yeah, congratulations. You got a day off on Juneteenth, and we're still fighting in Georgia about whether you can vote correctly. Like, yeah, there's small progress. There's people still fighting all over the place about, like, Nasib's life might find itself in arenas where it is getting a lot of applause publicly, and in the shadows, you still have all the people cloaked in religion and hatred and doubt who are going to come after him and make his life harder than it was the day before yesterday.
Well, I don't think we can pat ourselves on the back for any of this. I think that it's just, in terms of the NCAA decision, like, this is how it works in the American court system. It takes years for a challenge to make its way to the Supreme Court. And I think that it's great that it finally got there. And in 2021, everyone agrees the NCAA model of amateurism being the defining definition of the league itself, the governing body itself, is that doesn't work in any other sphere. So why should it work in the NCAA and with college athletics?
And it's only ever overdue if it is the consensus of both political parties or of people in America, right? The two most notable things that have changed in my lifetime that were kind of off-debated issues were marijuana and gay marriage that have been overturned. And it took a growing, year-by-year incremental growth in the public opinion on that. And I think college athletes getting paid kind of reached a critical mass. I really don't know when. I mean, it might be there were so many scandals and we just kind of all became sick of the issue. And it's like, all right, well, if everyone's doing it anyway, we might as well do it legally. But either way, the tides have turned on this issue. And the hope is all these other issues that you're talking about, the tides will eventually turn on them, but it only can when it's a consensus of kind of two elements. One, the element that we talked about, the free market element, but also a cultural one. Because the conservative argument against college athletes getting paid was a cultural one on the basis of, frankly, race, but also on, I want to preserve this thing that I love.
You say cultural, and I do think something that is worth applauding today is generational. I do believe that the two issues that you mentioned, marijuana and sexuality, are two things that come from young people being a less repressed group of people. And it does make me hopeful in the football locker room that that's the generation that is playing football, that that generation is less repressed than the one that came before it.
And again, I'm just strictly talking about the NCAA Supreme Court decision, but I think that, to your point, Woody, the tides changed when, in the last 10 years, the television contracts for college athletics blew up and inflated way past what they were in the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, I think that this, you know, this could have still happened had that not occurred, but there was a big difference in the way the sport was making money in 2005 versus how it is in 2021 and with the college football playoff and all of the TV rights deals. I think that really accelerated this into the Supreme Court and into the, you know, people kind of having a consensus that, yeah, it's not fair that Dabo Swinney makes this much, millions of dollars per year, and Clemson makes millions of dollars per year, but Trevor Lawrence makes $0 and he's not allowed to make any money.
What is the chat argument that has broken out as this serious societal discussion has happened? It has been instigated by Chris Cody.
We're just interested in these coupons you got.
They never expire, these coupons, by the way. Don't fall for that date you see on there.
Yeah. Where'd you get these coupes, Dan, by the way? Because you seem anti-coupon, which is a strange thing. Oops. Where'd you get them? Because none of us seem to get these coupons.
Yeah.
For all of your yammering, Billy, the place that you decided to be more efficient is cutting a syllable off the word coupons to call
coops.
Them coops,
coops.
To call them
yeah.
coops. I got emailed a Bed Bath & Beyond Happy Juneteenth promotion that was 20% wow. off. I got
20%?
Wow.
Yes.
Have you ever That's used a good. Coupon or a coupe?
Yeah, when's the last time you used the coupe?
I'm not really a coupe user.
Really?
User.
Wow.
What do you mean they never expire, Chris?
Don't say that out loud, though. It's one of those secrets of the trade.
They do actually expire. You look at these coupons, it will say expires whenever. They don't. You take them to Bed Bath & Beyond, you just use them. They take any coupon that's ever been made. Well, trick of the trade right there.
Billy, you were of the opinion when this conversation made an appearance that Bed Bath & Beyond was no longer. It had gone to the great Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, the Bed Bath & Beyond by where, you know, I take my dog to get a bath and a haircut did close. So I thought, hey, they must all be closing, right? But I guess not because they're sending coupons. So that's exciting. Good for them. Good for Bed Bath & Beyond.
I had no idea. Wait a minute. Did you just, where you take your dog to get groomed?
Yeah, dogs get groomed, Dan, just like humans.
I understand they get groomed. I did not know Bed Bath & Beyond did that. I thought they sold bathware. I did not know you could get a bath for your dog there.
I don't think he takes the dog there.
No, I'd take the dog next door to Petco right. or yeah. PetSmart or Pet whatever exactly. it is next door.
Not
Who uses the phrase bathware?
Right.
Am I the only one that, after watching Click,
yes,
really wanted to one time take a nap in a Bed Bath & Beyond? It just, you walk by those beds, it just looks like it'd be a nice experience. Of all department stores, What would you most want to take a nap in?
Guillermo, put it on the
porch. Mattress store.
No. No, that's where everyone's gonna be sleeping.
I agree.
That's where everyone will be sleeping.
Yeah, I think the mattress store is too obvious. Everyone wants to take a nap in a mattress store. Right? And also, like, you're getting in the way of people doing their thing. Whereas, like, you go to like the second floor of the Macy's at the Aventura Mall and there are all these beds there. Everyone's really there for clothes and for all the other stuff that Macy's has to offer. But you can sneak away and catch a nap and no one might even notice. Yep,
yep. I just feel like Chris Cody is the type of person to go to Home Depot and take a shit in like one of the model toilets.
I'll sit on it. I'm not going to actually take a shit.
You got to try it out for comfort.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll sit on it. Exactly. Test it out.
Well, put it on the poll, please.
This one doesn't flush.
At Levitard Show. Do you want a nap in Bed Bath and Beyond?
Oh, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Does Chris Cody look like he would take a shit in one of the model toilets at Bed Bath and Beyond? Was that a laugh cough? Greg Cody's not feeling well. I don't know how long he's going to last today.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Greg Cody, are you a coupon user? When's the last time you used a coupon?
I am the opposite of a coupon user, and there's little in life that's more annoying than being in line at the grocery store behind the coupon freak. I don't mean the person using a single coupon to get 40 cents off a can of coffee. I mean the person who has a coupon booklet, who is a professional coupon user, who's literally going to hold up the line for 10 minutes while all of her coupons are processed.
Or
and
his.
I don't mean to be sexist there, but
his,
generally.
Or his coupons. Yeah. Put it on the poll at Levitard Show, Rich. Guillermo. Put it on the poll, please. Is there anything more annoying than being in line behind the coupon freak? At Levitard Show. I'm stunned to hear you say that, Greg, because I know you to be a very cheap man.
Yeah, that's the stereotype that you keep promoting, but I'm actually a very generous man. But, you know, I'm almost moved to the point where I will pay the woman in front of me, the person in front of me, the money that her coupon is worth just to expedite the process.
There's no way you do that.
Will you please do the pronoun game better than this? Will you please stop making it a woman? And also, Asscrack, call your mom. I want to ask her if your father is cheap because he keeps denying this. Oh, those are put that on the board. Those are three coughs that are not laugh related. I don't think they're laugh related. Let's call Erlene and find out whether she thinks her husband is cheap.
You've known Greg. Greg, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, great.
All right, check it on you. You've known Greg for a while now, Dan. Do you imagine Greg being the type of person that would just give someone, hey, here's $20, get the hell out of my line? No.
Yes, no for sure.
No way, Greg.
Oh, absolutely. Well, 10 maybe, 5. 5 for sure. Probably not 20.
Can you do that? I want you to do this the next time you're at Publix.
Yes.
You're behind someone who is using a lot of coupons, which, by the way, I don't see anymore. I haven't been behind someone who is abusing the
coupons
for a long time.
They're automatic in the system now for the most part.
Right. I mean, like, for the most part, all the BOGOs and the discounts are just already on the aisles already. They're just marked. You don't need coupons anymore. But Greg, I would like for the next time to record when you're behind someone who is abusing coupons. Record yourself giving them $10.
Right. There's no way. Okay. I'll absolutely do that.
Cortez.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Cortez put a great thing in the chat. Sharper Image, great place to take a nap.
Oh,
the massage chairs.
The best thing ever.
Perfect. Yeah. Even though 58 people sit in those chairs a day.
No, you get like 2 minutes on that and then you need to keep it moving. I hate the person at the Sharper Image that spends 45 minutes in a massage chair. That's not the point of that. What? Also, you're never going to buy that chair. So why are you even sitting in it?
What about getting, have you ever seen the people that, who gets a regular massage? You ever have at the mall, you walk by the like the massage people? Who? There are always people there getting the massage. Who gets a massage when people are just walking by in a mall? Such an odd place for a massage.
Put it on the poll, please. Who gets a massage in the mall when people are walking by? Yes or no? Also put on the poll, do you hate the person in the massage chair at the Sharper Image?
But Chris, is your point here that like you don't want to get a massage while around other people? Because I feel like it's there for people who didn't realize that they needed a massage. It's like, you know what would be good for right now? A massage.
I just don't like the pressure that you feel when you walk by and they don't have someone in their chair. They always are like, hey, look at this chair. It's right here. I'm just like, I don't make eye contact. I feel really uncomfortable in those spots because I'll just say yes if I really get pinned down.
How do you feel about a blackjack massage?
Oh, that's terrible.
When you sat at the chair?
Terrible. How dare you? Yeah. Terrible. What do you mean terrible? What's terrible about a blackjack massage?
Listen, when I have a 16 and the dealer has a 6 and I decide to hit at the end of the table, I need max concentration, okay? Yes. I don't need anyone's hands on my back, okay?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you like a blackjack massage? Also, Billy, why were you rubbing your hands together when the coupon conversation made an appearance? You were very excited. You were made very happy. I don't know what it is that made you so happy.
Oh, what he said, BOGO. I love a good BOGO. Sometimes I just walk up and down the aisles at the grocery store and see what's on BOGO. And if I need it, I get 2 of them. And if I don't, I get it anyways. That's the way the BOGO works. Yeah. You guys don't have a coupon drawer at home? I use some coupons so frequently that I already know the code on the coupon. And I'll just tell it to the person when they'll say, what's the number on the coupon? And I just have it in my brain from memory and I just tell it to them. And sometimes, spoiler alert, I don't have the coupon. I just know the coupon code. And I know, guess what? $5 Whopper instead of $8 Whopper. Burger King. 8960.
I have a question. Where do you guys get coupons? I haven't seen a coupon in years.
I used to love a good coupon book. Oh, it was great.
It's such a good question, Jessica, because they're not in newspapers anymore. They held afloat Greg Cody and my industry for so long. People so often were getting that Sunday paper because it was a treasure chest of gold. It was so many savings. Housewives and men throughout America were cutting coupons and going to the grocery store with them.
When I was working at Publix 10 years ago, that was the main appeal of buying the newspaper on Sunday. There were so many people that showed up with the Miami Herald because they wanted to then get the coupons for the remainder of the week. I can't imagine that still is an appeal of the newspaper business, which is probably a bad thing because it used to be the classifieds, then it was the coupons, and now what do you got?
Now it's just Greg Cody.
Now it's Greg Cody.
Writing column in his underwear.
Damn right. Well, Publix has a cheat code. Now Publix, when you walk in, just has the coupons right in the entrance, right? So they have 2 coupon books. Guys, if you go to Publix, you need to be big. Very close attention. They have 2. They have the weekly sales, Wednesday to Tuesday. Each Wednesday is the new one. And then they have the manufacturer coupons. Those are the ones that you need to turn in when you find it. So like if you're going to buy Visine, you get $1 off Visine. That's not a Publix coupon. That's a manufacturer coupon that you need to give them separately or you're not going to get the $1 off of Visine. Just an example. I'm not saying Visine is on sale, so don't rush to Publix now. Another way you get coupons, Jess, since you were asking, emails, lots of coupons. Sometimes I go to the mailbox. There's just a ton of coupons in the mailbox. I don't know who the coupon fairy is that puts them there, but coupons get delivered to my house sometimes. I go through it. It's usually groceries. Now, apps also. Apps, tons of coupons in apps, but you have to get the apps for the particular places you go to, which brings me to my next idea. I was thinking about this yesterday when you guys were talking about apps.
Oh, Lord.
I have an idea for an app, if you'd like to indulge me. Thank you, Dan. The app is called The App, and this app has every app in it. See? So then you don't need to download all the other individual apps.
Wow.
You just have the app, and then you want to go to Burger King and get some coupons, you just go to the app, type in Burger King, boom, they pop up. You want to go to the Home Depot, just type in boom, boom, Home Depot. There it is in the app. Everything's in the app. Dan, you like Olive Garden? You want to go to the Olive Garden? Boom, you just put it in there in the app. Anything you want, it's in the app. Mattress Giant in the app. Everything's there.
I just feel like when I was younger, like, coupons sought me out. And now what Billy's saying is, like, you have to seek them out.
Can we agree on the pronunciation of coupon or coupon?
Coupon.
Coupon.
I'm going for coupon.
You say Groupon?
Coupon.
Coupon.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Coupon or coupon?
Do you like the idea of the app?
It's a terrible idea, but what I want to absolutely pursue, because I really feel like it's glossed over here, is, I don't know, maybe the rest of you were aware of this. I had no idea that this would be the Billy Gill wheelhouse.
Coupons?
I did not know that his level of enthusiasm was memorizing codes. You guys knew that he suckers Burger King by not having coupons on him, and he's just got memorized codes.
He loves a deal.
Let's not say that too loud, because now they're going to change the code, and then I need to remember another one, not just 8960. I have a coupon drawer. Do you guys not have coupon drawers anymore? Is that not a thing that's still going on? My wife hates this about
me, by the
way.
Can we go through it right now?
It should.
Let me go get the coupon. Yes,
right. Very exciting.
This is very exciting. I'm rubbing my hands together.
Now we know why Billy was.
Am I the only one here? Because I don't think I've ever seen him this happy. I was at his wedding. Maybe that day. I wasn't there for the birth of Mia, but, like, he is super enthusiastic because he is. The rest of us are like, where do you get coupons? And all of us are judging coupons, and he is leaning into, no, I'm coupon man. I want to know where the coupon fairy is that delivers coupons to my mailbox.
Yeah, he loves a deal. Billy's always been a guy. He loves a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, like, we all love a good deal, right? Like, I'm a sucker for a sale. It's just like the physical, like, magazine coupons. Like, when I was little, there used to be coupons all over the house. We had a coupon drawer, too. But now I haven't seen one in years.
You want a good deal, though, Jess. Sometimes you got to work very hard for it. That's the deal.
Chris Cody, please put it on the poll because Billy's hands are full. Are you a sucker for a sale? At Lebatard Show. What is this delight? What are these trinkets that you have brought our way here, Billy? Did you empty the coupon drawer? What is it that you have in your hands?
Yeah, I did. I went and I got to select a number of these coupons that they've sent. So just go through them really quick. The problem with coupons, Dan, as Chris kind of pointed out, they expire, right? So when you put something in the coupon drawer, you don't know that it's going to expire soon, so you don't do it. So this one is a page right here from Checkers and Rallies. This was sent to my house, and I saved this one. I haven't used any of these yet, but I may. This expire on July 12th. So, oh, look, right here, BOGO. Buy one, get one 50% off. Chicken bites and fries box. Oh, so that's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot in this drawer? I don't know how the rest of you guys are. How many of you, if you ordered delivery and there are sauces, you just put them in your fridge?
Depends on the sauce.
Possibility.
All the time,
but
yeah.
Even, like 74 packets
but even
of
if
soy
you don't
sauce.
Have, yeah, throw but you throw those out eventually, right?
Like eventually.
Duck
well, you use them, yeah.
Duck sauce
yeah,
is the
duck
best
sauce,
thing
say, yeah. Soy sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce.
So, Billy, as it regards coupons, do you have, like, what percentage are used and not used? Do you have a lot in there that you just put away, but you know you're never probably going to ever use it?
I'd say maybe 2% of the coupons I save are used. Maybe 2%.
No wonder your wife hates this.
Yeah. See, like right here, this is when the baby was born. I saw these baby things and I said, you know, I don't know what a baby needs. So I just started saving baby coupons. Desitin, that's like a, you know, like a for diaper rash. And this is Johnson & Johnson for babies. This expired June 5th. Now, I could get rid of it, but I don't know that I want to get rid of it yet. Now, here's another one. Smoothie King. Ever heard of that?
Smoothie King.
Buy 3 enhancers, get free with a smoothie. What does that mean? I don't know, but I saved it because I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll go to Smoothie King. So here it is. And this one doesn't have a date on it. So that's a good coupon to have.
Nice.
Oh, wait, no. Expires July 1st. So we're still good. I have a couple days to use that one. Look, Breyers, guys. Breyers. Save 50 cents on any one Breyers product. This one also expired on June 5th, so I may want to get rid of that one. But
that was a cough.
Yes, he's turned off his mic a couple of times to cough here. The cough meter, I believe we're in double digits now because he's turned off his microphone. I don't think the ones that we can't hear should be held against him. 2% you use, and your wife's commentary on this is exactly what? Does she find it in any way endearing, or does she think you're strange?
Oh, no, she thinks I'm strange. She tries to throw my coupons away right away. That's why I have a secret coupon drawer that she hasn't found yet. But now that we're talking about it, she may go looking for it. But the thing with throwing away coupons is I feel like I'm throwing away money. Like this one right here that I cut out. Save $4 on Zyrtec. Have you ever bought Zyrtec? It's pretty expensive, Zyrtec.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yep.
Good it value. Is a good one. Yeah. I didn't use it. It expired on June 6th, so I wasted $4. I basically lit $4 on fire. Man. Now you'll like this one.
Wait, did you buy Zyrtec, though?
No.
No, I didn't. No. I didn't buy Zyrtec.
Saved my, well, I don't know.
I love that. No. It's a secret drawer.
Saved $30.
Look at this one. This one's been used, as you can see. There's some cut out. This one's for Burger King.
Oh, wow. Oh, you love Burger
King.
How
much time do you spend at Burger King?
2%. 2%. All the 2% are Burger Kings. All of them.
Well, here's the thing about the Burger King, the ones that are cut out, and I'll tell you why these are cut out. Because when I go to Burger King, I know the promo codes, right? But if like my wife's going and she's like, hey, do you want anything when we're out? I'm saying, hey, can you get me some Burger King? She'll say yes. And I'll say, you know what? Let me give you the coupon because you don't know 8960 gets you $4 or gets you a $5 Whopper meal, which I need to stop saying because they're really going to change that code on me and I don't want to learn another one. So look, here's another one, Dan. This one's for Wendy's. Ever been to Wendy's? This expired June 27th. And then this is one of the ones, look, this is what you got to look for. Extra savings here. This is the one that you look for when you go into Publix. These are the manufacturer coupons. So like here, Jesus. For example, buy one, get one free Prego sauce. I didn't use it, but I could have, and I could have gotten a free Prego sauce. That expired June 4th. So this one could probably go. The coupon drawer could probably be empty. Look, here's an example of one that was sent to my house that I wasn't seeking out. This is from Welcome to Ring-A-Bell Farms. I've never heard of Ring-A-Bell Farms, but look at this. You can buy trees for sale, $25 for this tree, installation, $10. So all of these things, trees are on sale. I decided to save this in case I wanted to buy some trees one day. So good to have.
So Billy, you go to the cashier's door at Burger King and tell them 8960.
Well, no, Burger King's a different animal. Burger King and McDonald's play by different rules. So Burger King, you got to tell them when you're ordering, I have a coupon, or they get very mad once you get to the drive-thru and you try to present them the coupon. So you got to let them know in advance. McDonald's, don't get me started on them. They have an app. Their coupons, McDonald's, you could do a little bit better with the coupons in the app, if I'm going to be honest with you. But you tell them when you're ordering, hey, I have this coupon for whatever. They're like, okay, perfect, come use it. And then you go to pay and you're like, I'd like to use the coupon. You're like, well, you didn't tell me. It's like, well, I told you over there. And it's like, McDonald's has this whole system where different people are taking your order and then they're in the drive-thru. So you need to tell 30 people at McDonald's. So McDonald's and coupons for me don't mix sometimes. So sometimes I just bite the bullet on that one. I pay full price when I have to.
Jessica has dismissed you as a hoarder. She says...
Hoarder?
I mean, you have like a lot of stuff that you don't use, but you're kind of keeping it around because you have some value in it that might be a little bit misplaced. Like the coupons are a little expired. You don't actually need Zyrtec. It's, you know, it's kind of
never
like...
know when you need Zyrtec.
Exactly. You don't need the Zyrtec. Let me ask you something. Did you use an umbrella today? Do you own an umbrella? Hoarder?
Yes.
Well, did you use it today?
That's not the same thing.
Oh, because you saved you saved the umbrella for a rainy day, but I can't save coupons for a rainy day. I get it.
But umbrellas don't expire, Billy.
They do if you use them right.
They do if you use them wrong.
I can't believe you guys don't use coupons. You're just like wasting money, huh?
I mean, you're not
Billy,
using
you're not
coupons.
Using yours.
What are you talking about? Look at this one. It's been cut
except
three times.
A Burger King.
I have a bunch of expired coupons. You've got a bunch of things that are totally worthless there.
When I reach out to Ring-A-Bell Trees, I'm going to get the last laugh, just so you know.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.